And this team is very specific to reproductive journeys. They're very knowledgeable about all of the stresses and trials and tribulations that go along with a fertility journey.
Hey, Seattle firefighters. This is Jen Pennington, your host at Listen Up L27. And today we're going to be talking about a wonderful new benefit that arrives in October. Maybe you've been thinking about starting a family or having trouble conceiving due to any number of factors. Well, today we're going to be talking about family building and fertility management from Wynn Fertility. Our guests today are Jennifer Corville. She is the National VP of Business Development with Wynn Fertility. And she's been with the organization for 5 years and in the fertility space for over 13. Also with us today is Rachel Jones, a nurse advocate with Wynn. I'm hoping we can get some great stories here as well. So first, I'd like to say welcome, ladies. Thank you for being here today.
Oh, thank you for having us.
So the first thing I'd like to do is just have each of you introduce yourselves. Jennifer, would you like to start?
Sure. And thanks again for having us. We're so excited about this new benefit. So as you mentioned, Jennifer Corville, I've been with Wynn for over about 5.5 years now. Love the fertility space. I actually started out working in a clinic. From there, I started doing consulting work for everything from, you know, embryology training schools to fertility preservation and egg donation companies. Just such a really rich and neat space to be in. But I am not a clinician. That's why I bring Rachel along. So I do not have a clinical background, even though I love the space. And I would never want to give advice on fertility treatment, which is really where Wynn differentiates here, is that we have nurses, fertility trained nurses, that are the ones giving advice. So Rachel, I'll let you introduce yourself because your background is incredible.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. Yes, I echo that we're super excited to be on today. Thank you for bringing us on. I'm excited about this benefit. So I have been working as a nurse in the women's health family building space for over 12 years. I'm a nurse practitioner. I have been working with Wynn for 7 years and essentially helped to create these wonderful benefits. And so I'm happy to be on to really talk about how they can really work for you as members of the Seattle Firefighters Union. So thank you so much.
No, thank you. And I think what I'd like to do, before we kind of get into all the benefits and everything that you guys are offering, I'd like to start at the beginning. So what I'd like to do is tell me how you define fertility management. I think some people might think of it as only IVF, but there's so much more to it. And I'd love to get your take on what you do and how you do it. Jennifer, should we start with you?
Yeah, absolutely. When we talk about fertility management, we're talking about supporting members in all avenues of reproduction and family building. As I'm sure you can imagine, there are no two journeys that are exactly the same. We want members to have guidance and support from early on. So that is, you know, at any point throughout their journey, we want them to know that they have this support. So whether it's talking to us about the best ways to maximize natural fertility, maybe speaking to a dietitian about diet changes that may help maximize that natural fertility, speaking to a behavioral health team on lifestyle changes, maybe cessation from drinking or smoking, or even coping strategies for stress and anxiety. Then, of course, there's the more advanced reproductive technologies such as the intrauterine insemination, in vitro fertilization, things that people hear a lot about, fertility preservation, genetic testing. The list goes on and on. But if someone has been trying unsuccessfully and they want to speak to a nurse about options and next step, you know, let's get them off Google and have them have that place of expertise where they can call in and really get that support.
Rachel, would you like to add to anything to that?
Yes, I think one of the really great tenets about when doing fertility management or family building management is really our nurses. And you'll hear us speak a lot about that. But that our nurses are true advocates for your members, for anybody that's, as we said, struggling to conceive, or perhaps you're a member of the LGBTQIA community and need family building solutions to build your family from the very beginning. We want to follow you along no matter what your journey is going to look like. And so having the primary connection be that nurse care advocate that's trained not only in your benefit, so can answer a lot of detailed questions about how best to use your benefit, and how best to move forward, but also can really help you alongside your fertility specialist, your reproductive endocrinologist, to help decide what's the best care and be able to provide feedback and guide you through finding that best provider. So I think that's an important element of management, so to speak, is really that you have somebody to handhold the experience for you. And so that's why we're so happy to have such a wonderful nursing team that has all experienced in that field.
And now that we have a little bit more context, can you tell our listeners more about your organization, how long it's been around, what makes it different, you know, something about your other fertility programs? What's going to provide that bigger level of trust with your organization?
I think they'll feel very confident in who WIN is, with the fact that we've been around since 1997. So we're actually the pioneer in this space, over 25 years of experience. We started out as a direct-to-consumer program to improve accessibility to fertility treatments and to help lower the overall cost. And since then, we've been working with groups like Boeing and Disney and Bank of America, very recognizable names. And to bring that level of service to the Seattle firefighters is exciting for us. You know, it's about bringing together the highest performing providers in the network, lowering overall treatment costs. And I will say the biggest differentiator here, and you'll probably hear us say this over and over again, is the fact that we have fertility trained nurses as our advocates. So whether that journey is 2 weeks or 2 years, members are going to feel supported and cared for and know that the guidance that they're receiving comes from somebody who is an expert in that field. And I know, Rachel, you can add on to that because of the experience that you have with the patients.
Sure. Yes. I mean, I think that a perfect example, just to give you an idea of what are some common questions that we may get and where a nurse advocate can be especially helpful. One, certainly when you're first starting out, really, you know, feeling a bit overwhelmed perhaps with the concept of going through fertility care. Maybe you didn't anticipate needing fertility treatment and are now faced with doing that because you've been unsuccessful. Or maybe you are, you know, again, a member of a community that knew upfront that you were going to need fertility treatment. There's still a lot of options and how best to get started. You know, a couple of examples are one as a you know, same-sex female couple, for example, how do you best want to build your family? You know, do you want kind of to start at the beginning steps with kind of less intervention and be able to conceive, you know, with an insemination using donor sperm that's a little bit more, I wouldn't want to say natural, but so to speak, it's a little in the sense that it's less intervention, not a procedure, an IVF procedure to take your eggs out, right? So it's a simpler procedure and involves less than medication. Or do you want to perhaps do a treatment like reciprocal IVF, where one partner produces the eggs and one carries the pregnancy? There's a lot of different ways that you can decide that you want to build your family. And so I think it's really great to be able to have somebody to talk to about just what are all of my options. The other person that can especially be helped by a nurse advocate is somebody that perhaps has already engaged in care, right? They've been seeing a provider. They have not been successful. Really, where do I go from here? You know, where do I find the best provider to meet my needs? One of the things that we can do as nurse advocates that's a little bit different than a typical provider search is that we have access to data, both our own proprietary data and also the publicly available websites that we can point you to that really can outline from a provider perspective, you know, who's the best provider for somebody in the age 40 category or somebody with a specific diagnosis like endometriosis. And this is where really finding the best provider to meet your needs, as well as your language preferences, ethnicity preferences, you know, an LGBTQIA affirming provider, you know, those are important elements to really a personal journey that you're going to undergo to build your family. And so that's where especially a nurse advocate can be there to help.
Wow, that's a lot. I'm learning a lot about, you know, what you do. With specifics to the things that you've just mentioned, both of you, what are some of the benefits that WIN Fertility will be providing specifically to Seattle firefighters? What kind of benefits will they have access to? I think this will be a question that will come up a couple of times. So
I'm sure. And we're so excited to be putting in a 2-cycle per family benefit. And a lot of people don't really understand what a cycle means and then what's covered. So I know that Rachel will go over some of that. There's really no limit to the number of IUIs, time to intercourse cycles. You know, the medication, when you have a cycle, that's going to be covered as well. Fertility preservation is going to be covered, sperm preservation, egg preservation. All of these are elements to the benefit to help support members. Now, if somebody's just getting into this world of fertility coverage or seeking fertility care, they might be saying, okay, what is a cycle? You know, what does a cycle mean, and what's defined as a cycle, and when have I met a cycle? So I'm going to let Rachel, as I said, I'm not clinical, even though I can explain it. She can explain it much better. And really from a patient standpoint, knowing everything that is going to be covered under this benefit, because it's quite a rich and a generous benefit.
Yes, thank you, Jennifer. So essentially in terms of coverage, as Jennifer mentioned, the counting of those cycles is really about the actual egg retrieval. So it's based upon the procedure in IVF where you take the eggs out of the ovary. Essentially, when you go through that IVF cycle, you're getting those eggs out of the ovary. At that point, you're inseminating those eggs, you're creating them into embryos. The embryos that you have, ideally, you want to transfer one of those embryos at a time. At the end of the day, the best outcome from a maternal aspect, from a fetal aspect, for mom and baby, really is to have a singleton pregnancy whenever possible. You know, one of the things about IVF is that there is a slight chance that you're going to have twins anyway. So you don't necessarily want to increase that by putting in more than one. You don't want to end up with a whole brood. So not at the same time, at least. So essentially, you know, the way that our retrieval-based benefit works really is to make sure that you have every opportunity that you have, that you can, to get pregnant with the embryos that you created. So if you have created two or maybe three embryos on that retrieval, you've retrieved the eggs, you've fertilized, you've made them into embryos, now you have two or three embryos, you have an opportunity to transfer one of those embryos at a time, you know, three attempts essentially to get pregnant just off of that one cycle. If you unfortunately were not successful after that first round and you do need to do another retrieval, you need to retrieve more eggs, create more embryos, then again, you have the ability to transfer the embryos created from that cycle as well. So it really is a very rich benefit that allows you the opportunity to transfer one embryo at a time in a safe manner, but not feel that you're running out of your benefit. So it encourages really, really great clinical guidance and you know, what doctors ultimately would like to provide, which is really creating that singleton pregnancy for Seattle Firefighters Union. So those are all covered services. You know, one of the things that, again, we'll say again and again is that no two journeys are alike. So if you do have really specific questions, that's when it's really great to connect with a primary nurse. So you have your primary nurse care advocate that can really answer detailed questions that you may have related. In terms of the egg and sperm freezing, that's when you are faced with a procedure that may impair your fertility for the future. So if you are perhaps facing cancer treatment or surgery that would impair your ability to conceive in the future, or a medical treatment affecting, you know, you're taking a medication, for example, that may affect your ability to conceive in the future, like testosterone sometimes will do that for females, for example, then that would be an indication for when egg or sperm freezing would be covered.
I think the other thing that we haven't talked about in terms of the things that you cover, there's also a mental health benefit, I think, that you guys offer that I can imagine this is stressful. Somebody's trying to either get pregnant or they're trying to figure out their journey. And can you talk a little bit about the mental health benefits that you also provide as part of this whole program?
This was actually a benefit that we added several years ago that has become such a core element to the support for everybody that's working with WIN and everybody that's going through a journey like this. Just as easily as it is to connect with your nurse advocate, it's also that easy to connect with our behavioral health team. And this team is very specific to reproductive journeys. So everybody that sits on that team has worked in clinics, have conducted support groups in clinics. They're very knowledgeable about all of the stresses and the trials and tribulations that go along with a fertility journey. And whether that is just, you know, your individual stress or the stress, you know, marital stress that may come from it. We also want to encourage partners to call in. It's not just for the person that's trying to get pregnant. This is also for the partner because the journey is theirs as well. it's just as difficult for them when they're trying to, you know, create a family if they're having difficulty with that. So this, you know, behavioral health benefit, there's no limit to how many times you can have those appointments. You can schedule it right there from your app. And I know we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the neat things that are on the app, but it does make it easy to call and get that emotional support as well as that clinical support.
I would also add too, I think, you know, an important element of that is holistically looking at your whole family, right? And really making sure that we're supporting you in the journey, but also the background that our reproductive behavioral health, you know, clinical managers have is that they have experience working, you know, in support groups in fertility clinics. And so certainly while having a therapist in general or having mental health resources in general is a support, having the background that they do to serve this population is vastly valuable.
I think it's part of who the Seattle Firefighters group is. They're very, very proactive when it comes to behavioral health and mental health. So this is just another way that we can support that on their journey. And I think in talking about that, Rachel, I'll address this to you. What do you think is the most confusing part of this experience, or maybe the biggest source of anxiety for new patients who are looking to start a family?
Yes, actually, you know, your last statement really made me think of why I think that not only are nurse advocates, behavioral health advocates as well, is will be so valuable, especially to Seattle Firefighters Union, is that one of the more stressful elements of going through this treatment is how do you manage the work-life balance? You know, when you perhaps you're working, you know, 24-hour shifts, you know, the difficulty in identifying when you might be able to go to the clinic, how do you manage that in your life? How do you manage that with work? And so part of what we can do as advocates is really to help assure you to pick the right time in your, you know, when you might be doing that. So everybody's going to have a different job position, right? So I don't want to extrapolate and say that everybody's working 24-hour shifts. There might be people that are, you know, in an administrative function and maybe they travel, right? And so they're having difficulty in understanding how they can fit, you know, family building into their life with their careers. And so it's really about, for example, you know, if you're thinking about doing an IVF cycle, there are options for how to postpone your menstrual cycle. And that could be helpful in terms of coordinating when you might be available to do these treatments. So most of the time you're starting an IVF cycle or an IUI cycle, you're starting that on day 2 or 3 of your menstrual cycle. But if you know, for example, that this 1 week is going to be extremely difficult for you to be able to go to your appointments, there are options like actually taking birth control, which I know sounds a little counterintuitive, but it does actually help to delay your cycle. And so then you're able to you know, work on being able to go to your appointments later on the month, for example. And that can be vastly important when you're trying to balance work-life balance. And I think that's an important element that we can help to assure members about and to really, again, be that supportive element of we can make this work, right? If you want to build your family, we can help you and we can help you to get there.
I think when we talk about all these great benefits, I think one of the things that we want to know is about the provider network here in the greater Seattle area. And maybe Jennifer, you can speak a little bit to what we have available here, because we have some great facilities in the Seattle area.
We have great facilities and we have great facilities in the network. I think it's important just in fostering kind of the trust between the Seattle Firefighters and WIN to know that we're not just adding names to a list, you know, people that contract with us. We are doing a full credentialing process for each one of these clinics and providers. So WIN is what's called NCQA accredited for our credentialing process, as well as our utilization management. And that means that we're following best practices and the highest quality in developing that network. So not only is it a robust network with groups like Pacific Northwest Fertility, Seattle Reproductive Medicine, Overlake Reproductive, Sound Fertility Care, the POMA Fertility There's an entire network, and most of those have multiple locations, so they're going to have plenty of coverage up there. But as we mentioned, it's not just about giving somebody a list of providers. You know, yes, these are great credentialed providers, high performing practices, but it's about matching a provider or a clinic with a particular individual's needs. So whatever those needs are, it's, you know, we want to make sure that we can drill down to find them the place where they can be most successful.
How do you find nurse advocates to work for WIN? What is the average background and training of a nurse advocate with your group?
Yes, great question. So essentially all of our nurse advocates have to have had prior clinic experience. So working in fertility clinics directly, they have to have at least 5 years experience. The average is about 8. So extensive knowledge of the field before they come to work at WIN. And it's a really, you know, we thankfully have wonderful nurse advocates that stay for quite a long time. I think the one that's been here the longest is 20 years, but obviously I've been here for 7. There's quite a number of us that have been here a number of years because it really is, you know, one of the things about working in a clinic is that you can gain great knowledge and you can understand exactly how fertility works. But I think you'll find that a lot of times, you know, we feel like in the clinic, we want to be able to spend more time with patients. We want to be able to engage with them more and be able to have more in-depth conversations. And that's where I think WIN really excels, is being able to give us the ability to spend that extra time that somebody really needs to talk about, you know, their benefits, but talk about, you know, one of the things we haven't talked about is how can a nurse advocate be helpful with your medications, right? You know, very first time, most of us in the fertility space, I did IVF myself, so I know, very first time that you've ever done a self-administered injection, it can be quite nerve-wracking. You know, there's something in the body that just doesn't want you to you know, jab yourself, even when you know how to do it, like I do. So, you know, really having somebody that's available that can kind of walk you through that when you get that big box of medication and you're thinking, how on earth do I put this together and how on earth do I do this injection? Are there any tips and tricks to make it less painful? Common question. You know, that's a really valuable, valuable thing, is to have your nurse advocate available. And we do have nurses on call 24/7 as well. I would say that's the time that we get the most questions, is that, you know, generally speaking, you have to time your medications and you take them in the evening, after doctor's offices are closed. And so, you know, when you're about to do that injection and you want some support, we do have nurses on call for that. That are available that can kind of help walk you through that. And I would say that's our most common late night call, is it's really, you know, or I just injected myself and it's really red. What does that mean? But we're here to support you and glad to help whenever we can.
You know, if I'm a member considering this option, what do I need to get started? Does someone have to be fully immersed in the program before they can get care?
Yes, so we do recommend that you get started by either calling or downloading the WIN app and scheduling that first initial nurse consult. So that is your very first step into the program. So either calling or using the app. The app is really nice because you can actually self-schedule directly. So, you know, especially once you have that primary nurse advocate, you can actually see the schedule. So when I, you know, let's say Rachel, I'm your primary nurse advocate, you can actually see my schedule directly in the app and be able to book that appointment. So it's not that you're asking for that appointment, it's that you literally booked it via the app. So it's a really nice tool to be able to do that. And so the way to get started really is to set up that first initial nurse consult so that we can really go over your benefits in detail as it pertains to you. We want to make sure that you get started and can walk into your fertility clinic knowing exactly what you're covered for, and really help you to find that best provider for you, so that you're not, you know, struggling to find that out. So that's the very first step. And we're looking forward to the calls.
Jennifer, I hear WIN will be putting out a new app soon to help patients and caregivers. Can you tell me what it will do?
Absolutely. We currently have an app available. If you go to any of the app stores right now, you can download a WIN Fertility app. There's some great information on there. There's a whole library of content from our medical advisory board and leaders in reproductive endocrinology. So it is a point of truth and expertise right now. Lots of information available on there. But because we're going through a whole new rebranding right now, by the end of the year and before 1/1, the new app will be available. which aside from a much more aesthetically pleasing look to it, it does have a lot more functionality. As I said, you download the app right now. It's great. There's information on there. But once you put in the code for the Seattle Firefighters Union, there's a specific code. It's going to be on all your websites, on all your information. You put that app code in, a whole world of functionality then comes alive with that app. That's that direct scheduling with your nurse. That's the direct scheduling with the behavioral health team. That's a request for a dietitian to contact you as well, if you'd like to speak to a dietitian. You'll be able to track your medications. You'll be able to track your fertility benefit. You'll see right where you are in the use of your cycles and what's remaining. You'll be able to track the correspondence from your provider. All of this is going to be housed within this app, which to me makes care and the journey so much easier. It's almost like compact. What do I need to know? Where's the information? How do I contact my people? It's right there on the app. So I think that will make this entire journey, you know, the idea is to make it as less stressful as possible. And we want to make it pretty and less stressful. So I love this new the new app that's coming out.
I'll go ahead and tell you what the app code is. So when you go to download the app, which we all want you to do, you know, on October 1st is the right day to do it because that's when the code will be activated. Prior to that, you'll really see a pretty general app. But if you did download it today, you can always update your settings with the app code. So the app code specific to Seattle Firefighters is IAFF27. So IAFF27 for anybody that wants to download it. So you just register with your name exactly as it's found in your benefits and with that code, and it really transforms that experience to be specific to Seattle Firefighters.
Excellent. That was the question I was going to ask you, is what is the code? So I'll be putting all this information on this episode's webpage, so you'll be able to remember it, get that code, and you'll be in good shape. I want to thank you both for being here today. What a great session with you both. And I'm looking forward. I think the trust was saying that they would like to have any new babies as part of this program named after the trustees, but you don't have to do that. So, but I do want to thank you both, Jennifer Corville and Rachel Jones, for being here. And this is a really exciting new benefit. And if I'm not mistaken, Seattle firefighters are probably one of the first few firefighter unions to adopt this, no pun intended, this program as part of the benefits package. So I think it shows that they're really looking forward and they're pioneers in thinking about their members in this way, which is wonderful. I just want to say, I hope our listeners take this all in. I know they'll be in good hands with the WIN program. Once again, the new program rolls out October 1st, and your code is going to be IAFF27. So check it out. And until next time, stay safe and stay healthy.
Thanks for joining us. Listen Up Bell 27 is a Seattle Firefighter Healthcare Trust production. This podcast is produced by the Rhizome Collaborative. I'm your host, Jen Pennington, and until next time, stay safe and stay healthy.